This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A Clear Creek County judge will not dismiss the charges against the two sheriff's deputies who were charged in the death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Glass was stuck on the side of the road and called 911 for help last summer. Deputies responded, and despite Glass telling them he was scared to get out of his own car, they ultimately broke his windows and one deputy shot and killed him. Glass was never suspected of committing a crime. The deputy, Andrew Buin, was charged with second-degree murder, and his sergeant at the time was charged with criminally negligent homicide. They were both fired from the sheriff's office. Their lawyers asked that their cases get dismissed, but the judge says they had malicious intent when Glass was killed. They are in front of the same judge on Monday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Mike Johnson, a candidate for Denver mayor, got a boost Wednesday from a former mayor. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Federico Pena, who led Denver in the 80s, says he met with both runoff candidates, Johnston and former chamber CEO Kelly Bruff. Johnston, he says, has vision.
Mike Johnson believes that Denver can be the best city in America, and I believe in him.
Pena says there are similarities today to his challenges as mayor, such as high crime and an empty downtown. Johnston argues those problems can be solved, as they were in the 80s.
For me, I am incredibly honored to be able to stand next to a person in whose footsteps I've tried to follow for much of my career.
Ballots go out in about a month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A small wildfire in the South Park town of Hartzell is completely contained. The fire forced mandatory evacuations, but those orders are now lifted. Authorities haven't reported any injuries or structural damage related to the fire. Most of the Front Range has high fire danger in the forecast starting at noon today. Denver and Colorado Springs could see highs in the upper 70s with strong winds, cooler in Grand Junction and the High Country. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.